with you, kid. That's a future hit from Del Shannon, Following the Sun and Searching, 24 minutes. In front of 2 minutes before midnight, so actually, let's make it 26 in front of midnight.
More music on KGB.
Why not? These are the Jewels. Those are the Jewels knocking on the door of opportunity. Number 8 on the KG Beach Guy Top 30 Survey. 24 minutes right now. In front of 12 midnight, Chuck Cooper on number 1 KGB with the Beatles 65.
Radio KGB.
Well, it took some hard.
John George, Paul Ringo for the brand new Beatles 65 album, and everybody's trying to be my baby. I never quite experienced that problem myself at 21. In front of midnight.
Happy holidays from Radio KGB.
The man with all the toys.
That's the shortest record in history, man. Beach Boys and Sounds of the Season from very number one KGB, Man with All the Toys. A minute and a half of Christmas music at 19 and a half minutes. Shy of 12 midnight, Chuck Cooper on number 1 KGB. And you know, an extra Christmas seal on a holiday card or letter strikes an extra blow against tuberculosis and other respiratory diseases. Use Christmas seals generously this year.
San Diego's got a swinger, Radio KGB.
That swinger's got a hotline of the hits, 297-0043. We're number 1 KGB, where everything just keeps on a-coming, and mostly music.
Radio KGB.
Let's go out of our gourd with little Anthony.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
And I'm starting to dig it. KGB News at 11:45. A Superior Court jury late today found Raymond Gedecky sane when he killed his father, but insane when he killed the other three members of his family. The panel of 7 men and 5 women last week convicted the former ministry student from Chula Vista of first-degree murder and the slaying of his father and second-degree murder and the deaths of the others. The court will reconvene tomorrow to determine whether Gedecky's penalty will be life imprisonment or death in the gas chamber. The Southern California butcher strike looks like it could be a long one. The strike began yesterday, and today, members of the Food Employers Council locked members of Butchers Union 229 here in San Diego out of all the major council supermarkets. A representative of the council told KGB News how long he thought the strike could last.
Well, it could very easily last for, 2 or even 3 months, unless there is some change in the very near future.
How far apart is the union and your group?
15 cents in San Diego.
And what about fringe benefits?
This includes the fringe benefits. The difference in the raise that they're asking in San Diego is 55 cents, including the fringe benefits. All of the non-monetary points have been pretty well settled.
The council spokesman added that the policy of a strike against one member of the Food Employers Council is a strike against them all. A special committee appointed by Mayor Frank Curran has recommended that an offer by the California World's Fair Corporation to stage its 1968 fair in San Diego be declined. Committee Chairman Fred Stadler says reasons for the recommendation include major liabilities which the city might have to assume and a lack of foreign exhibitors for the fair. Civil Air Patrol Headquarters in Fresno says an air search for a missing San Diego junior high school teacher has been shifted from the San Joaquin Valley in the Sierras back to the Southern California area. The teacher, 40-year-old Arvard Neely, has been missing since November 27th when he left National City Airport on a flight to Northern California to visit relatives. San Diego Unified Port District Commissioners held a public hearing this afternoon on a master plan for development of Harbor Island. Ward Deems, chairman of the Community Planning Committee of the San Diego chapter of the American Institute of Architects, outlined the plan for some 60 persons who attended the meeting. The plan calls for several medium-rise hotel, motel, and boatal buildings, a restaurant at each end of the island, and large open areas for public use. Among those voicing support for the plan were Peninsula Chairman of Commerce President Tom Hamm and several yachtsmen. Opposition was expressed by several Point Loma residents who said they feared the medium-rise buildings would block their view. Mexican judicial police say they have questioned 16 persons in connection with Sunday's $120,000 bank theft, but have arrested no suspects. The burglars cut through a vault at the Banco Mexicano de Occidente, taking the money, which included $1,600 worth of gold coins. Police say at least three professional burglars were involved. One of them acted as a lookout while the other two entered the bank through the skylight and took the money. Three Americans and nine South Vietnamese soldiers were killed in one of three military clashes in South Vietnam today. President Johnson and British Prime Minister Wilson have agreed to delay any further action on the NATO nuclear force pending further talks between NATO nations. Premier Shady Chagan of British Guiana has failed to retain control of the government in a parliamentary election. And representatives of the nation's railroads have asked for a federal court order barring a strike threatened by three off-track unions for tomorrow morning. KGB, first with news, 15 and 45.
KGB weather.
Ahead of more music, variable high cloudiness tonight and tomorrow with plenty of sunshine. Predicted high tomorrow, 68. The overnight low tonight, 43. Coastal and offshore winds will be light and variable during night and morning hours. Currently in San Diego, 5-3. 53 KGB Green.
More music on KGB.
Okay, if that's the way you want it.
More music on KGB.
You've got it. 10 minutes until the 12 midnight. Shall we all gather and go to a wedding?
KGB.
Here's Brenda Lee, Jingle Bell Rock. I think the weather gods are upset with me the way I put the weatherman down, because they've dropped the temperature again from 66 back down to 65 just to make me look silly. I looked that way before that happened. It's 24 till 11.
Tiller's trees are back again. Yes, Tiller's famous Christmas trees are back again. Over 31,000 trees were sold last year, and here's why.
No Christmas tree over 288 up to 10 feet tall at Tiller's.
Tiller's trees are top quality Douglas firs, farmed from the great forests of Washington. They're cut at their peak of beauty and rushed by the carload to Tiller's. Remember, Tiller's trees says, no Christmas tree over 288 up to 10 feet tall at Tiller's. Others as low as 58 cents. Teller's Trees are back again.
Teller's Trees with four big locations. In Hillcrest, opposite Sears. In La Mesa, on Jackson Drive between Grossmont Center and Handyman. In Chula Vista, opposite Unimart. And in South Claremont Quad, corner Bergener and Claremont Boulevard.
Teller's Trees.
I beg your pardon?
Teller's Trees.
What was that?
Teller's Trees.
I see. Teller's has hit the jackpot again, fans, where they've just received 1,000 custom snowflock trees to sell at 288, so you'd better come running.
Radio KGB.
What do you got? It's not a tree.
I got a woman mean as she can be.
Oh, my. That's Dirty Roy there and Mean Woman Blues on the Tom Hall portion of $1 Million Weekend. Johnny Hayes will be here at noon, so you can all stand by to kiss your radios. It's 66 in the city now at 20 minutes till 11.
It's here! Eden's grand opening sale. Eden's, with a new concept in selling women's quality apparel, is open in time for Christmas. Yes, Eden's, now at their new location, 3993 30th Street in North Park, are offering unheard-of holiday savings. Here's an example of apparel you'd expect at Eden's. Sue Britt dresses, white stag sportswear. Whoops, we have the line, but the labels are out. Ladies capris, sizes 8 to 20, grand opening sale priced at just $1.98. First quality nylon hosiery, two pair, only 87 cents. And in addition, for just registering at Eden's holiday opening, you may win the weekly $50 merchandise prize. And at Eden's prices, wow, that'll go a long way with a new wardrobe. So don't delay. Shop at Eden's, 3993 30th Street in North Park. Eden's, where labels are out, but quality is in.
We're going with Radio KGB, 1360 San Diego.
On top and going even higher, this is very number one KGB, thanks to you. On the sidewalk, Santa and his chimney await your generosity this Christmas season. Remember,
Whatever you can give will go a long way toward helping the volunteers of America assist less fortunate citizens all through the coming year.
Radio KGB.
Herman's Hermits. Got to work out a little this morning. Tommy program with 66 KGB degrees.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. Something new.
More music on KGB.
It's 17 minutes till 11 in San Diego.
Pretty little angel eyes.
KGB News at 10:45. Three persons, including a Navy chief, have been arrested in connection with the theft of $5,000 worth of government property from the North Island Naval Air Station. Charged with theft of government property and conspiracy are 41-year-old Chief Petty Officer Edward L. Connor of 1143 Vista Way in Chula Vista, 48-year-old Paul P. Asson of 4109 Vista Grande Drive in San Diego, and Asson's employer, 61-year-old Gio Botto Otanello, whose address was not released. Asson and Ostello also were charged with conspiracy to bribe public officials. There's a little political excitement at the new Southwestern Junior College, which is located just east of Chula Vista. The student council voted to commend the free speech movement, the University of California at Berkeley, and did so in a formal letter. Now there's a referendum movement underway at the Southwest campus to annul this council action by student body vote. Petitions were signed both Thursday and Friday. A San Diego boatbuilder has revealed the Soviet Union has asked him to build a Star-class sailboat possible for the Star-class World Championship schedule for Newport Beach next August. The order was received by Carl Eckenlaub, Jr., who says the State Department hasn't cleared the final orders yet. The Russians won the gold medal in the Star-class in 1960, but were shut out in all five classes of sailing competition in this year's Olympics. An official from the Central Valley has charged the State Welfare Board with interfering with attempts to use welfare recipients for farm labor. San Joaquin County Supervisor Clifford Wisdom said state directives blocking mass referrals of welfare recipients to farm labor and part-time work overlooks the nature of agricultural work practices. Representatives of the Meat Cutters Union and the Food Employers Council met yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles to end the strike lockout at many Southern California supermarkets. Mr. Robert Fox, president of the Food Employers Association, feels that there can be a nearly settlement of the strike. A Food Employers Council representative here in San Diego told KGB News.
Mr. Fox reports that there's a good possibility of an early settlement of the strike if the union would accept a 4 or 5 year contract, which the employers have offered since the beginning of the negotiations. Now, this in place of the 3 year contract they've been demanding. And Fox also says that the meat supply in the major markets may soon be back to normal or near normal. The packers are beginning to process retail cuts of meat for the markets, and while this supply is only a trickle now, in a day or so, we should have a pretty steady flow of virtually all meats.
A small private plane plunged into the ocean just west of Los Angeles International Airport today. The Coast Guard has dispatched 3 helicopters in a rescue attempt. County lifeguards are also rushing to the scene. No details are immediately available on how many persons were aboard the craft. KGB, first with the news at 15 and 45.
This is your old friend Santa Claus. Hello, folks. As a special representative of the Big Wheel, I'd like to put a delicious turkey under your Christmas tree. Simply drive your car to the Big Wheel. Make purchases totaling $15 or more during their pre-Christmas sale. And a tender, delicious, oven-ready turkey is yours free of charge. Here's more good news. Get your free turkey in the Big Wheel's one-price sale of Goodyear nylon tires. Now listen, you'll get America's fastest-selling tires made with tufts and treads and 3T cords, your choice of sizes, tubeless or tube type, for only $15 per tire. Did you hear that? Your choice of sizes for 90% of all cars, tubeless or tube type, including sports and import car sizes for only $15, plus tax and your old tire. White walls only $2.50 extra. Imagine, you save up to $40 per set on genuine Goodyear tires. Instant credit, too, up to $200. Spend your cash for Christmas shopping. And remember, get your free turkey with purchases of $15 or more.
That's the Big Wheel with 6 convenient locations.
KGB weather.
Ahead of more music on a million-dollar weekend. Generally clear skies over San Diego this afternoon with coastal low clouds returning late evening and morning hours. An expected high in San Diego today of 67, low tonight of 47. Tomorrow should be clear and warmer with a high of 66. Cool nights, coastal and offshore winds, light and variable. Currently in San Diego, it's 64. That's 64 KGB Green.
More music on KGB.
That song always has reeked with nostalgia. That's Frank Offield and I Remember You, music from 1962. It's 64, KGB Grays in San Diego on the Tom Mall program until noon, and 7 minutes now until 11. Raleigh Martin Ford beats L.A. prices. Raleigh Martin Ford right across the bay in Coronado. So if you've been planning on driving up to Los Angeles for a new car, hoping for a better price, you can save yourself a trip. Raleigh Martin has the complete line of new 65 Fords and a terrific selection of new 64s at savings of up to $1,100. You can get a new two-door Falcon for as little as $1,791, and you'll find Raleigh Martin open on Sunday. They're the one and only place between Los Angeles and the Mexican border where you can see the new Fords and take immediate Sunday delivery of a brand-new 65 Ford Galaxy, Fairlane, Falcon, Thunderbird, the new 65 2+2, or even a Ford truck. So come on over to Raleigh Martin and prove it to yourself. Raleigh Martin Ford does beat L.A. prices. Just take the ferry or drive the Silver Strand to Coronado. Raleigh Martin is at 1010 Park Place, just around the corner from the Hotel Del. Remember, they're open all day Sunday. Raleigh Martin Ford, where delivery on most 65 models is now available.
More music, more pop, and get with the swingers. Radio KGB, 1360.
San Diego's more music station.
KGB Future Hits.
Boy, here's a great one. Hit you right between the woofer and tweeter. Little Petunia Clark, Downtown. Future hitting on the Tom Hall program from very number one, lovable old KGB, San Diego's favorite. That's called Downtown at 64. KGB Grays in the city now at 3 minutes till 11.
South Coast Surfboard Shop. South Coast Surfboard Shops in San Diego County offer surfers a very special Christmas gift. You buy a surfboard, or better yet, get a gift certificate. With a gift certificate, you get the board you want, custom built to your own specifications, and a 10% discount. South Coast Surfboard Shop. Take full advantage of this special Christmas offer now. South Coast Surfboard Shops have two locations, at 636 Palm Street in Imperial Beach, and at 713 Felspar in Pacific Beach. South Coast Surfboard Shop. Also have a full line of used boards in stock, open Fridays and Saturday nights until 9 p.m.
Details Monday on a Christmas contest.
More festive fun from very number one, KGB. Gee, I can hardly wait. I'm beginning to hate my radio already for not giving me the information. The American Paint and Body Shop at 2260 National Avenue in San Diego announces their annual holiday special, 1995, to completely paint your car and friends. Oh, they're not going to paint your friends. They're going to paint your car and friends. They have a choice of colors. And that's right. You can check your color chart, and then they have your car completely painted for as little as $19.95 complete. All work guaranteed, including expert body work. All this at the American Paint and Body Shop, 2260 National Avenue in San Diego. Call 234-7053 or look us up in the Yellow Pages. That's 234-7053, the American Paint and Body Shop.
KGB Million Dollar Music.
Beware of those bearing ticker tickers.
This is KGB's Million Dollar Weekend with the greatest hits of all time.
KGB in San Diego.
It's 1 minute past 11 in San Diego.